The Humble Wildcats were able to hold Spencer to just a field goal in this one. 7-3 here at the start of the second quarter, 3 seconds into the second quarter. But I'd say a first good quarter of football here in 2023, Greg.
Yeah, we'll take that start, 7-3 every single year. That was a good effort.
Yeah, Wirtz was just unable to break away, but it was good by that Humboldt defensive front.
Yeah, they're, you know, if I'm scouting Humboldt as Spencer for the first game here, I would realize that our whole defensive line is gone, and we have a brand-new middle linebacker that's never played before. Now, Grant Dielman was looking pretty good early in the year last year. Got a pretty bad concussion and pretty much lost the whole year. And he is very thankful he's back on the field. I have Grant in class, and he's excited for this football season. He lives and eats football.
Here's McIntyre from about the 3-yard line. Works his way over the 10. He's able to break away. Still on his feet. Eventually gets up to the 20. And a nice run back. McIntyre's looked pretty good here early.
He's got good speed. That's a kid I'd like to get out for track for me in the springtime.
That's right. You'll still be coaching track.
Well, as far as I know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we do have some decent speed. We really developed, I think, some good speed out of these guys in the last few years. It's fun to see.
As both a football coach and a track coach, you've got to recognize great speed at that. And
speed wins football games, too. Speed wins every kind of sport. So it feeds them all.
So Cohen Madsen back out for the Humboldt Wildcats here.
Yeah, speaking of fast kids.
He ends this one off here up the middle.
State qualifier for us last year.
It'll be Peterson. He gets maybe a yard, 2 yards. As Miles Robbins, he's been a good defender for the Spencer team. He makes the stop there defensively for...
I would look for that Van Pelt counter to come back at some point here. He's setting it up with that belly he just ran right there.
Well, it's got to be in the back of the minds here for the defensive minds.
Well, you want to run it before they get a chance to adjust to it at halftime.
And Wilson Hookfin, he's a defensive coordinator. His son is Eli Hookfin on this Spencer team. So Manson works from the gun. Fake handoff, drops back. He'll throw it deep down the right sideline. Got tipped and destroyed. Down the right sideline. Has Carlson to beat, but he steps out of bounds. Inside the 30 at the 29, but in stride, Matson to Detman. I bet we've heard that before.
Yeah.
And a huge play down the field. But there is a flag back around the line of scrimmage over on the far side.
That looks like it's in the neighborhood of an illegal formation.
Humboldt offense looking back towards.
I don't think it's a hold.
Well, the marker is just beyond the 25, and Humboldt is going to march their way back along with the Spencer Tigers. And it's an illegal man downfield, and head coach Derek Hellman, he's in the ear of the official, gets his explanation. Doesn't look pleased nonetheless as it negates a huge play for the Wildcats, and instead we'll have to back him up as well. Here's Opie, second down and long. So second down and 13 from their own 17-yard line for the Wildcats. Even though it's negated, what a nice play. Great touch on the ball there by Matson to find Detman.
I can't overemphasize how great a pass that was. That thing was in stride, right on his fingertips, right where it needed to be. Boy, if they can do that, that's a killer combination for Humboldt.
Well, second down and 13 from their own 17. Matson works from the gun. He's got Peterson to his right. And now we have a timeout called by head coach Derek Hellman of the Humboldt Wildcats. We'll take a brief pause here on 97-7. The Bolt Wildcats leading 7-3 with 10:59 to go in the second stanza of the home opener from Mason Mock Field.
Did you know that your skin is the largest organ of your body, protecting you against heat, sunlight, injury, and infection? Hi, I'm Jenny, nurse practitioner at Lakes Dermatology. We specialize in medical, surgical, and cosmetic treatments of the skin for all ages. We offer full skin examinations, skin biopsies, excisions, and treatment plans for skin cancer, rashes, acne, psoriasis, and hair loss. Crystal and I are here to help you with all of your skin health needs. To schedule your appointment, call 515-332-8805.
Back here at Mason Mock Field, Matt Scherr and Greg Wickett with you on 97.7 The Bolt. Again, this broadcast brought to you in part by Champion Seeds, Hogslat, Home Sweet Home Pet Care, Humboldt Motor Sales, among other sponsors as well. I want to thank them for helping to make these broadcasts possible here on 97.7 The Bolt. So after that penalty of an illegal man downfield, head coach Derek Hellman spends the first time out for the Wildcats of the half. And it will be second down and 13 on their own 17-yard line here.
Got to think he was talking about that particular formation, what went wrong, because that, it was a formation thing where we obviously had somebody covered up that went out for a pattern. So better that we know about it now than marching another 40-yard gain back.
Mattson back to pass, throws over to the left side, or right side. He's got to complete to Corey Dedman right in front of that Humboldt sideline as he goes down around the right sideline. Gets up across the 25 to the 26 is where they'll mark him. It was Dylan Timmer who makes the stop. Third and four on the 26 here for Humboldt. Got to make another third down conversion here against the Spencer defense deep in their own end. Mattson will walk up towards the line of scrimmage. Works from the gun. Peterson to his right, two receivers line up right side. Van Pelt in motion, right behind the line of scrimmage, will act as a blocker. Handoff here, no, it is a quarterback keeper for Mattson. Works along the right sideline, and he will get out of bounds by Hook Finn, and there goes the flag.
That's going to be unnecessary roughness on the defense. That is going to tag 15 under that play.
The extra contact towards the end. Drew the flag from the official, and this is going to give Humboldt some extra yardage on top of it, and it will be an automatic first down for the Humboldt Wildcats.
Now, I got to believe that there were a few coaches in that referee's ear down there when they were down there giving him the business. I've been those coaches in that referee's ear before, and so that's good to see.
So we'll see where they're going to, with the football, 15 yards. It'll give Humboldt a first down. It will be across the 40, 45, and all the way up to the 47-yard line. That's where the 15 yards will be marked off. First down and 10, 3 yards shy of midfield for the Wildcats. We're in business after Mattson looked pretty impressive, cutting out towards the near sideline, and now we've got a timeout taken by the Spencer Tigers. We'll step away briefly here for 30, and we'll be back after the timeout here on 97.7 The Bolt.
I'm Liana Sears, owner of Home Sweet Home Pet Care. I'm excited to offer training, grooming, and boarding for both dogs and cats. Whether you are planning a weekend getaway or an extended vacation, you can travel with peace of mind knowing your pet will be well cared for at my licensed commercial kennel. At Home Sweet Home, we feature air-conditioned kennels with huge outdoor runs as well as a run-and-play area. And cats get all the comforts of home in our individual cat condos. Home Sweet Home Pet Care, 1111 Hayes Avenue, Clare.
Welcome back to the broadcast here on 97.7 The Bolt. Matt Scherr, Craig Wickett with you. It was first down. Personal foul after that one that allows the Wildcats up to the 47.
In a close game, and those are penalties you can't have.
Head coach Derek Hellman talking to the official here, and I believe you were talking about how that was only 10 yards, should have been a 15-yard mark off.
Yeah, we noticed up here in the booth, Coach Van Pelt down there noticed that it was they only marked off 10, and so I was in Jake Short's ear to get down to Elman to let him know. Can't take the coach out of me totally yet.
Well, coach, you may have, or are they just going to let him continue play?
Yeah, yes, they must have marked it off different.
From the 47. So Mattson will work from the gun. He's got a man in motion. Hands it off here to Peyton Peterson, who was hit right up the middle.
Peyton Peterson, the ball carrier.
And he gets hit right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe gets a couple of yards, which he does, up to the 49. Barons delivers a punch there defensively. He had 26 and a half tackles a year ago and a half tackle for Lawson. Hit him hard there defensively. That is a 6'4", 190 junior.
That's a big kid. It's one thing, you know, Peyton hasn't played a whole varsity football game yet at running back, and so he's going to have to learn quickly how physical those guys can be in there.
Mattson takes a snap, rolls out towards his left. He's in trouble, tries to fight back to the line of scrimmage. He'll get tackled right around the original line. He'll lose two. He's back towards the 47-yard line. And it's Christian Steelman who makes the stop defensively for the Spencer Tigers. It'll be third down and 10 from their own 47 here for the Wildcats.
Good to see Peyton Peterson stepping up there and picking that line, blitzing linebacker up, too. That was a physical play I was just talking about that he didn't shy away from that at all and slowed him down and allowed us to get a couple extra yards there. It's good to see him developing.
Mattson works from the gun. So running back to his right and Peterson. Van Pelt in motion, goes from left to right.
All right.
And we got a whistle here. And it's going to be a false start here against Humble.
Looks like there was some confusion on what type of motion that was supposed to be.
So it'll back Humboldt up even further. They'll go to third and 15 now on their own 42-yard line.
Yeah. These are the things that happen in early games. There's just little things that aren't quite communicated correctly or just little bugs you have to work out, like formations and motions and things that can just you don't know until you get a game under your belt to figure it out. And that was definitely what happened there. He was calling for a Z motion out of Detman. And for some reason, they ran an H motion with Van Pelt instead of the Z motion.
A couple of penalties here for the Wildcats. A couple of things that, as you said, will get figured out here as the season goes on.
My dad used to say, and he coached forever, you make your biggest gain between week one and week two of any sport. And that's what we're looking to do after this game.
8:39. On the clock here in the second quarter, it's Mattson from the gun. He's got Peterson to his left. Receiver is Detman to the right side, over towards the left side. It's Dodd, and it'll be a quarterback keeper here for Ryan Mattson. He tries to get back up the original line of scrimmage, fumbles it, and it's picked back up by Humboldt around the original line of scrimmage, maybe a yard short. But the Wildcats going to have to punt here. Carson Rubel will be out for the second time. Here to punt this one away for the Humboldt Wildcats. So Carson Rubel comes back out here. He had a good punt that first time around for the Wildcats. Personnel come on and off the field here for Humboldt.
Rubel will be rolling out, it looks like, to our sideline, coming our way to punt this thing based on what he did last time.
He gets the snap, rolls out towards the right. He'll get a good punt off here. That's going to send Timmer back. He'll make the catch around the 15. Tries to get a step up towards the 20 and gets tripped up. Nice defensive play after Carson Rubel was able to just absolutely plant a beauty inside the red zone. And Jackson Dodd comes up with the stop. Just great job all around on the special teams.
Yeah, you've seen some of our young guys shine on special teams there, which is how you work your way into a lineup. And there goes Dodd right back out on defense, getting a little reward for his play there.
So 7:44 to go here in the second quarter. The offense for the Spencer Tigers back out on the field as Ross Carlson works under center.
There it is.
Up the middle here for Carrillo. He'll get about 4 or 5 yards, maybe 6, as he fought his way towards about the 27. After it was first and 10 on the 22, Keegan Grote makes the stop defensively for Humboldt. And it'll be second down and 4 on the 28. Now, there were questions about you lose a lot of seniors. What's going to happen here in game number one? Humboldt holding their own and playing extremely well so far here in game one. Carlson pitches it to the outside, trying to turn the corner here offensively as Weston Johnson. He gets close to the first down marker along that right sideline across the 30.
Well, what you say about the young guys playing, I think Coach Elman, and I've coached with these guys for a long time, thing that I think Coach Elman really stresses and our coaches do a really good job of is coaching everybody, not just the kids that are going to be in the game. They coach up backups. They coach up, if you're fourth deep on the Humboldt football team, you're going to be receiving the same amount of coaching as the starters do. And that's how you build good depth and how you build good programs. And Coach Elman has definitely done that. You know, the guys that are in there right now have been coached in our system for 3 years, and they know what they're doing. And it's fun to see it pay off here.
Carlson under center, handoff here to Carrillo, who is tripped up and holding on to that tackle underneath. What a great defensive play for the Wildcats, wearing that old number 54, Grant Dealman. Says, I'm going to wear Tayton Lowhouse number from a year ago and continue to wear the montage.
Those are some big shoes to fill, literally and figuratively.
He's playing out in South Dakota this year.
Grant needs to have a big game tonight because we're asking a lot of him to stop that fullback every single play.
Second down and 7, 6 minutes to go in the second quarter from their own 37. Carlson hands it off here. That's Carrillo again. He's going to get maybe a yard as he falls forward towards the 39.
Dealman in on that tackle again.
That defensive front for the Wildcats looking good. And again, it's Dealman up front.
We look a lot different on our defensive front without Josh Belden in there this year. 350-pound nose tackle. Jeez.
You're going to notice there is a certain void just looking out at the football field. He was a talented player.
He was
a
monster. He was so tough.
So third down and 4 on their own 39. Carlson takes the snap himself. He'll run forward, but he'll get stuffed right at the 40-yard line. Up to the 41.
We were walking into the down a hallway at the Unidome last year to get our pictures taken. And a couple of the, Josh Belden was in front of me walking down the hall, and a couple of Mount Vernon coaches walked, or Mount Vernon, does that sound right? They walked by Belden and just looked at each other and just shook their head. And I walked by him and said, yeah, he's big. And they just were shaking his head because up close, Belden is huge.
Oh, when someone would get in his grasp, he'd take him down. So Hook Finn on the punt here for the Spencer Tigers. He rolls out to the right and will punt this one rugby styles and takes a bounce. Stepman's just going to let it roll as he goes inside the 20 to about the 16, 17-yard line. A good punt for Hook Finn and a smart play by Detman just to let the offense take over that position.
We're going to have a chance here to do something. This is something where you want to use this whole 4.5 minutes and stick one in right before halftime. That's the dream here. You get all that momentum going into halftime and feeling pretty good sitting in that locker room.
So Humble Wildcat offense gets ready to get back on the field here. Again, this broadcast brought to you by Humble Newspapers, John's Napa Auto Parts, Lakester Metallurgy, and North Central Iowa Service, among other sponsors as well. Cohen Madsen will work from the gun. Fake handoff here to Peterson, and he is going to get hit behind the line. Still fights his way forward, however. He wasn't going down without a fight. It's that competitive Madsen spirit. As he falls forward, even though he was dropped behind the line, it'll be second down and 11 at their own 16. Jack Behrens makes a stop for Spencer. Matt Shear with you on 97.7 The Bold, along with Greg Wickett, who's making his debut up here in the broadcast booth. He's joined me for track for some interviews after, but it's different being on this side, isn't it?
It is a lot different on this side. Yeah, it's you see things in a little different way.
Hand off to Peyton Peterson. He'll fall forward across the 15. Muscles his way up towards the 18, 19-yard line. It's around that original line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 9 at the 18 after Contrell makes the stop defensively for Spencer, and the Wildcats with a third down and long again here with 3.5 to go until halftime.
What we need now is a big play. Watch for that Van Pelt counter to come back. He's a kid that could definitely break one. He's got good speed.
And that big run back against Nevada. Here he goes.
Yep.
Madsen takes a snap. He's able to break out of trouble in the offensive backfield. Continues to work his way up down the right sideline. Cuts another one. He's got a first down across the 35 up inside. Close to the 40. My goodness. Cohen Madsen, what an athlete.
Well, that was a big enough play to keep us going here. I'd like to see him cover the ball up just a hair more as the running backs coach, but
you'll take it at the same time.
I'll take a good play.
Cohen Madsen had three guys around him about 5 yards deep in the backfield and was able to just maneuver his way out and then make a couple guys miss along the right sideline. It's first down and 10 on their own 39. Under 3 to go here in the second quarter. Madsen, fake handoff. Keeps it underneath. He'll work towards the right side. He's able to work around a defender. Falls across the 40 up towards the 42. It'll be second down and about seven here for the Wildcats after that run by Matson as Robin stopped him.
What was underrated in that last play is Van Pelt was in motion and got a fake. After he got his fake and the play started, he got upfield onto a linebacker and popped that thing for about an extra 2 yards.
Said deception with the big play that Van Pelt had earlier.
It's coming. I'm telling you, that same play is coming. It might be right here. They're kind of in the formation for it.
You got to be thinking, all right, how are you going to protect against both here if you're the Spencer Tigers? Fake handoff, throwing over the middle and incomplete. It was in traffic trying to find Corey Detman, and it's broken up defensively.
I've seen a lot less contact be called interference than I just saw right there. I guarantee that's what every coach down there is yelling.
And Locke was able to come away with a defensive play, but may have been some premature contact nonetheless.
Definitely feels when you're coaching that you never get that call and you always get it called against you. It's frustrating.
So with that incompletion, it's third down and seven for the Wildcats on their own 42. 2:09, the clock stopped after that incompletion. Matson, fake handoff, drops back. He'll tuck it and run. Tries to work around Carrello. He's across the original line of scrimmage. Can't get back towards that third down. Original scrimmage at the third down play, and it's going to be maybe a neutral play, but Carrillo with that stop. It's going to be a timeout for the Spencer Tigers, and after a big play, the Wildcats just unable to get across midfield here. There looks like they're going to have to punt as they go into that timeout.
Yeah, you definitely are going to want to punt here if you're humble. I guarantee that Spencer, they called that timeout over there to make sure their kids are all looking for a fake. This is the type of situation and the type of the place on the field that a fake is really dangerous. I can almost guarantee that we're not going to fake this play.
It's fourth down.
I know Derek Ellman well enough to know when he's going to take chances and when he's not. And this is not a situation where he isn't going to be inclined to take a chance.
With 1:56 remaining in the second quarter, you're up 7-3.
No,
it's fourth down and seven on your own 42.
Yeah, I could be wrong.
Sounds like you want to make a safe bet here.
Yeah. You want to go into halftime ahead. That's just a momentum thing. Well, he'll still roll him out and punt rugby style like he's been punting really well. If he wasn't having such, a good night punting, he might consider something. But and if that was Will Orness, who tends to make those plays happen.
And not ruling out anything but Carson Rubel. He's only a sophomore, but he has shown a good leg here for the Wildcats so far. He's helped manage flipping the field.
And then you're going to have the defensive coaches preferring not to give it to them on our own 40. As the offensive play caller, you always are going to ask permission from the defensive coaches to whether or not you can fake something like that.
We'll send more of a line drive punt. It's a one-hopper right to Hookfin. Hookfin inside the 30, around the 25. He races it out towards the 40, and he'll get stopped. I think Fort Progress will give him the 40-yard line, but that's all he'll take. A minute 41. That's 101 seconds to go here in the second quarter. It's 7-3. Wildcats as the Spencer Tiger offense gets ready to take the field. And again, there's Gage Allen in that 73. Looks just like a different player out there defensively and all around for the Wildcats as he heads back out there. And the Hummel Wildcats.
A turnover here would be something that would really be the ideal. Haven't had any of those yet.
Just managed a field goal so far here for this Spencer Tiger team.
I still feel like a play action is coming here from them.
Keep it underneath here as Carlson will race out for a couple of yards and then get stopped. He'll be up to the 43-yard line. So he gets stopped defensively. Brody Hendricks, that's that freshman starting on defensively for the Wildcats. And knows 6'185" freshman. Well, that's his first registered tackle of his high school career.
Yep.
Comes his freshman year. He's a big freshman.
He's a good-sized freshman. He's got a lot of athletic ability. He's quick. He's a national wrestling champion. He's somebody that's going to be a really good football player.
Ticking down to the final minute here of the first half. Carlson tucks and runs. He's across the 50. And he gets tackled from behind as he falls across the 50-yard line. Good play defensively. That's Keegan Grote, who makes a stop defensively for Humboldt.
Good to see Keegan involved in the defense.
It's enough for a first down as they're in the plus side of the field, up to the Wildcat 47. Time ticks, however. We're under 50 seconds until halftime. And it's 7-3 Wildcats. It's the Tigers trying to see if they can maybe strike quick before the half. Carlson works from the gun. And it goes to it stays to Carlson instead. Carlson's going to get wrapped up right around the line of scrimmage. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. And a timeout will be taken by the Spencer Tigers. Here with 28 seconds to go in the second quarter, we'll take a pause as Gage Allen makes a stop. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on 97.7 The Bolt.
Looking for a bank account that works as hard as you do? With Sensible Checking from Bank Iowa, whatever you are spending your money on, we'll pay you for. At 10 cents cash back for each qualifying debit card purchase, you will earn cash back of $1 for every 10 qualifying debit card transactions. You'll also enjoy free online banking, bill pay, and a free debit card. And with no monthly service charge, you can swipe your heart out. Spend money, make money. Learn more at bankiowa.bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Be used to it after school.
Welcome back to the broadcast here on 97.7 The Bolt. Matt Shear and Greg Wickett with you. And it is toasty up here in the booth. We were just talking about that before the break ended. And
You wonder how warm it is down there in the field for these kids, but...
Yeah, I think we need to invest in a fan.
I think the school should put some air conditioning.
Oh, yeah, you know, get some air.
God forbid I don't have air conditioning for an hour of my day.
So it's going to be second down here and 10 for the Spencer Tigers. Again, minimal time remaining in this first half. 28 seconds. Spencer has just had a field goal in this game. Wildcats scored on their opening possession. That's where we currently stand. Working from the gun. It's Carlson, rolls out to his right side. He's going to throw it on the run, and it's incomplete as he tried to hit a receiver along that right side, diving out of bounds before he could haul it in.
There was that play action we've been looking for.
That was Dalton Thickema trying to make the catch along that far sideline, and it freezes the clock. Third down and 10 on the 47 with 23 to go.
But Brody Hendricks really came through there like a freight train. He really got some deep penetration there. He, a freshman to start in a 3A school, that's really his first year at a 3A school. That's really, so he was playing eighth grade football last year. That doesn't happen in Humboldt very often. I've been around Humboldt football since, the Dan McClanahan days.
Carlson back to pass, almost sacked in the backfield. He's able to carry it across the line of scrimmage, but gets tackled out of bounds. Keegan Grote makes the snap on fourth down.
I can count the number of freshmen that have even played in games on one hand since that time.
And a timeout, believe it's going to be taken here by the Wildcats. Keegan Grote's made a couple of nice plays sideline to sideline here this evening.
He's one of my fast track kids, so it's fun to see him having success.
Quite a year in track for you guys as well.
Yeah, and again, it's a kid that's just glad he's on the field. He broke his ankle last year in a JV game. Ironically, running that same play that we scored on with Van Pelt, that H sweep.
So with 12 seconds remaining here in the second quarter, Humboldt is set for possibly getting the ball back unless the Spencer Tigers try to do something creative here.
They may take a shot here. They got to get at least 6 or 7.
It is a 7-3 lead here for the Wildcats. Just 12 ticks of the watch remaining until halftime. It's been that old school Big Ten football type game so far.
You're really going to see how Spencer's mental mindset is here. If they just run a regular run play, they feel like they're the better team and that they're just going to win the game. If they take a shot here, you can see that they mentally feel like they need to do something unusual out of their comfort zone. Kind of lining up like they're going to.
Carlson from the gun stands on the 50, rolls out to his right, looking, throws downfield, and it takes a bounce incomplete with 6 seconds on the clock. Turnover on downs. Humboldt will take over on their own 44-yard line.
They did not want to run that play. You can just tell that that's out of their comfort zone or their scheme. It's good to see. If they would have hammered, Carrillo into the line and just run it, that's almost scarier because then they do feel confident.
So do you take a shot here as Spencer's set to get the ball starting off in the second half?
Well, this is the situation historically that I would be campaigning for a quarterback draw. It's a safe play with potential big play possibilities, especially if you had like an Ornas or a Caden Madsen running it. But Cohen has good enough wheels that it's a safe play. You're not, you got big payoff potential. If I was down there, that's what I would be suggesting.
Madsen works from the gun here. Back to pass, looking, throws, fires down the right sideline. He overthrows it, and it's intercepted by Dylan Timmer. Timmer back around his own 20. A flag comes out late as the clock hits zero, so we're not completely done with the half. We'll have to see the resolution of this play and if the flag will grant anything further.
There was a little business going on in front of that, right where the flag is laying, where Humble player got tied up with the Spencer player, and that could really go either way. It's going to be unnecessary roughness on one of them.
We'll see here from the official.
If I'm guessing, I am almost guessing that one's going to be on Humble based on people's body language there. Coach Ellman specifically.
That's him out on the field talking with the official here.
Yeah. It is roughness on them.
Personal foul, blindside block, Tigers. Penalties decline. Halftime.
And we have reached halftime with the penalty declined by the Humboldt Wildcats. 7-3 after the first half of action here on 97.7 The Bolt. Halftime show coming up. And in addition to halftime, we'll also be talking with Elle Clark, who was the grand champion.
The Bill Riley Talent Show.
Yeah. So we'll be talking with her as well coming up on the halftime show here on 97.7 The Bolt.
Follow the Wildcats every week, 52 weeks a year in the Humboldt Independent. Read Phil Munson's game reports, detailed stats, and view his award-winning action and feature photos in print and online. Stay up to date on all the latest about the blue and gold from the court, the gridiron, or the course. Pick up a copy every Thursday or subscribe to the Humboldt Independent and read all about it. Call 515-332-2514 or log on to humboldtnews.com.
What's in Champion Seed? All the best traits you can find in corn, soybeans, and most importantly, people. It's in the way we champion agronomy, matching seed traits to soil, right down to the county level. We select the best genetics from the top breeding programs, matching unique traits to your needs to maximize yield and protect against pests and diseases. Visit Joel Zeman or myself, Nick Davis, in Humboldt County to get all the best traits for your fields. We only champion the best, and we're proud to support the Humboldt Wildcats.
Time for the Humboldt Wildcat Halftime Report on 97.7 The Bolt. Back to the broadcast booth with Sports Director Matt Shear and Greg Wickett.
Welcome you back to Mason Mock Field. Matt Shear with you on 97.7 The Bolt KHBT, along with Greg Wickett here in the broadcast booth as well. Wildcats leading 7-3 at the end of the first half against the Spencer Tigers. And Greg, a good first half here of the 2023 season for the Humboldt Wildcats.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you go into halftime ahead in your first game, that's the position you want to be in. You know, we're playing well. I think that we're taking away defensively what they want to do, which is just grind it out. We're getting some good stops on that. Offensively, I got to think this is going to be a grind it out versus potential for Humboldt to have big plays. And we've seen a few big plays. Unfortunately, a couple of them got called back. That's encouraging that we have the ability to do that. I got to think Detman's going to get loose again. Van Pelt had a big play in the first half, which we haven't come back to that play yet. You know that that's in the back of Coach Ellman's mind, that he's going to run that counter back to the backside with Van Pelt. And you know, that could put, you know, Mason's got the potential to break one. He's got great speed. So if I was in that halftime locker room, I would be talking about potential matchup big plays. Get Detman against one of their backs that can't run with him. Get a certain situation where Van Pelt can cut back in that counter and somehow to get Cohen loose. or even throw, you know, find a good matchup for Jackson Dodd to go up over the top of somebody and get a rebound on a fade. Those are all good opportunities to look for those type of things to be taking some shots in the second half for Humboldt.
And the Spencer Tigers, they looked like they were driving down, but it's just been that slow offense. They have not been able really to get anything going against that Humboldt defense. I think it's really a tribute to that front line for Humboldt.
Yeah, what the defensive coaches, Coach Madsen and Coach Clark, are in there talking about, they're saying, they're telling them, look, you guys are doing great. You don't have to do anything you haven't done yet. You just keep doing what you're doing, doing your job, staying disciplined, and we're going to be fine. You can't get doing somebody else's job, because that's what they want you to do. They want you to get out of position and take advantage of that. And then defense coach Madsen is telling his D-backs, don't fall asleep and bite up too hard on those dives, because I guarantee that sooner or later they're going to fake it into the line and try to go up behind you. I've seen them do it before. I've seen them do it. I saw them do that in the playoffs against Caden Madsen, who's arguably one of the best defensive back players we've ever had. And, you know, if they can do it to him, they can do it to anybody. And so we got to watch out for that. And I know that play particularly is burned into Coach Madsen's mind. I heard him talk about it earlier in the week and say, if we can just get him not to see safe free safety to not bite up on stuff that is not his job, they can't get behind us. And that's what Spencer's over there talking about ways they can take advantage of what they've already done.
Well, lots of things to take away here from this first half. Of course, another 24 minutes of football coming up later on with the second half. We'll take a pause here on the halftime show. When we come back, we'll be talking with Al Clark, the grand champion from the Bill Riley Talent Search. Here on 97.7 The Bolt from Mason Mockfield Wildcats, up 7-3 at the half over Spencer.
Hi, this is David, co-owner of OK Tire Store in Humboldt. I'd like to take a moment to thank you for your trust and support in our first year of business. If you're new to OK Tire, we would love the opportunity to earn your business. We take pride in our work with our over 30 years of experience in tires, oil changes, alignments, exhausts, brakes, struts, shocks, engine work, batteries, and trailer work. We are happy and excited to support Humboldt and the Wildcats. Isn't that right, Fred? So come see us at 401 Sumner Avenue in Humboldt, because at OK Tire, our service is better than just OK.
You know your farm and ranch, and when it comes to protecting your family, your workers, and yourself, safety is number one. Corn Belt Power reminds you to always lower equipment extensions, portable augers, or elevators to their lowest possible level, under 14 feet, before moving or transporting them. Wind, uneven ground, shifting weight, or other conditions can cause you to lose control of equipment and make contact with power lines. Keep safety a priority on your farm. A message from your friends at Corn Belt Power, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Inferno Cab Heaters is proud to support Wildcat Athletics. Manufactured right here in Humboldt, Inferno Cab Heaters makes dependable heaters that perform in the toughest conditions. Specializing in direct fit heater kits for the UTV side-by-side market, Inferno has over 70 different heater kits designed just for your machine. They'd like to thank their employees for their hard work throughout the year and wish the Wildcats the best of luck in competition. Inferno Cab Heaters by Universal Parts in Humboldt. Online at InfernoHeaters.com.
CJC Mechanical Solutions continues to expand their services to their customers in renewable energy and industrial maintenance with the addition of a full machine shop and welding department. Mechanical Solutions specializes in repair, maintenance, rebuilds, alignments, pumps, and pretty much anything mechanical. Look to the professionals at Mechanical Solutions for in-stock centrifuge parts and machine shop needs. Connect with Corey or Chris online at mecsol.com, M-E-C-S-O-L.com. Mechanical Solutions in Humboldt, a proud supporter of Wildcat Sports.
Speedy Dump in Humboldt is the area's leading waste reduction and disposal company, serving Humboldt, Eagle Grove, Clarion, Rockwell City, and surrounding areas since 2016. Offering 10, 20, and 30-yard containers, roll-offs, hauling, rock, dirt, permanent residential dumpster, commercial dumpsters, and hauling services. For more information, contact Speedy Dump, 332-3867 in Humboldt. Speedy Dump is proud to sponsor this broadcast of Wildcat Sports.
The sign of a good electrician is one who has both eyebrows. Plug into your number one electrical source, Dietrich Electric, offering commercial, industrial, and residential work. From new construction to maintenance, electrical updates to lighting installation, call your local hometown electrician, 332-4583. They take great pride in their work and great pride in supporting the Wildcats. Tom, Paul, and Chris all have their eyebrows intact when they arrive and leave your job site. Dietrich Electric in Humboldt.
This broadcast of Humboldt Wildcat Sports is brought to you by the following businesses. Hadar Manufacturing, making quality physical education and athletic equipment made by coaches for coaches. Jurgens Auto Body and Alignment, your complete auto body repair shop with 24-hour wrecker and towing service. Sand Builders Mart, Highway 169 North for your lumber, paint, cabinets, and windows. And by Humboldt Spine and Rehab, where they believe chiropractic care adds years to life and life to years.
If you have a truck and trailer, sooner or later, you're going to have a breakdown. This is Hatch from MS & Sons Trucking and Repair in Humboldt. We've been serving the needs of customers for over 50 years, from tires, wheel end components and brakes, to engine work, electrical, and clutch cables, to the fuel system, cooling system, suspension, and exhaust. Our technicians like wrenching and solving problems. MS & Sons will help keep you on the road to reach your destination safely and more efficiently. 1605 Sassy Lane, Humboldt, Iowa.
Welcome you back to Mason Mockfield. Matt here with you on 97.7 The Bolt, and I'm joined by the grand champion of the Bill Riley Talent Search, Al Clark. How you doing, Al?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Happy to have you on here during the halftime show on 97.7 The Bolt here. Wildcats up 7-3. So being the grand champion, tell me, what was your reaction when you heard your name called that you won it?
I could not believe it. I stood there in shock, and they pushed me on stage and was like, you have to go. And I'm like, it's real. Okay. I thought I heard my name wrong or something.
Yeah, you had performed Don't Rain on My Parade, mm-hmm. Barbra Streisand. And was there a reason to pick that song? Or?
Well, I saw it was one of the hardest songs to do, and I've always loved that song. And I just wanted to challenge myself, and it's an awesome song.
Well, that's awesome that you decided, you know, finals, I'm going to challenge myself, and, you know, you knocked it out of the park.
Thank you.
Listening to it, and a great job. Were you nervous going in?
Not on finals. I think that was my third day performing, so I think I was just kind of used to it by then, but I also just don't think I realized what I was going out to do.
Now, to hear from the community, and I know on social media people were pouring mm-hmm. out, what's that feeling like to hear the Humboldt community being proud of you?
It's so emotional. I'm just so grateful that I get to be a representative of Humboldt and make Humboldt proud. It's not just a win for me, it's a win for Humboldt, and it's a win for everyone who's helped me get there, which is the whole community.
And then your future plans, I know you're going to be starting up your first day classes soon.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to be attending?
Iowa Central.
You're going to be Iowa Central. What are you going to be studying at Iowa Central?
Theater.
You're going to be studying theater. So that's awesome. Be excited, first day coming up here?
Very excited.
And it's not that far from home, too,
no.
Which will be nice. So
yeah,
that'll be great. And do want to ask you, because we're at the football game, what do you think of the game so far?
Loving the Wildcats.
Yeah, they're winning right now.
Yep.
And they're up 7-3, and I know you're a former member of the band. They
mm-hmm.
were out here, had a great performance
as
well.
They did awesome. Yep.
Yeah, so, Al, I want to thank you for joining us here during the halftime show. Congratulations again on grand champion of the Bill Riley Talent Search, and best of luck when you start college
thank
here.
Thank you.
So we'll be back with more coming up later on here on 97.7 The Bolt.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right theirs with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaw's have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story today.
Visit your John Deere dealer to test drive today. Find your great deal in Humboldt. Your authorized John Deere dealer is Casey Nielsen on Highway 3 East.
Your future is important to Humboldt Mutual Insurance. That's why you can trust them to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can look forward to. As a proud Grinnell Mutual member, they will be there when you need them, so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your Humboldt Mutual Insurance agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of the Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Since 1978, High Capacity has been your trusted source for high-quality replacement parts for agricultural and industrial equipment. Over 30,000 new and remanufactured items for all makes and models, including air conditioning parts, seats and cab kits, clutch, water pumps, and TAs. Ask your local dealer for High Cap parts right here in Humboldt. High Capacity, proud to sponsor Wildcat Sports.
Welcome back to Mason Mock Field here from the halftime show on 97.7 The Bull. Talked with head coach, or coach Greg Wickett already. I'm used to saying head coach whenever I have to because of track season. You know, you're in a different capacity. Now you're the coach of the what? You're the coach.
Former coach.
You're coach on the air. How about that?
Okay. You know,
yeah. Coach on the air. With Coach Greg Wickett here on 97.7 The Bolt match here with you. We just had L. Clark as well, a grand champion from the Bill Riley Talent Search down at the Iowa State Fair.
We're all going to be saying we knew her when.
Yes, I do.
She's going some places.
She held herself really well on the air, too.
Yeah. She's not her first presence. Time, I'm sure.
Yeah, not her first. Yeah, no. She said, "Oh, interview by KHBT." Yeah, I've been by NBC already.
She's kind of a pro. We watched her on TV the other day.
Yeah. So again, what are you thinking, Wildcats, moving into the second half? What's the goal?
Well, do what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing well. I mean, don't try to reinvent the wheel in a game you're winning, and don't do too much. Don't take huge chances. That's the one thing. You know, you got to do something that's not going to give them an opportunity to crawl back in this game. You're not going to want to turn over deep in your own territory. So, you know, you can take some shots. I don't think you can get too conservative either. You're going to have to – you've got more athletes than – Humboldt, I think, has more athletes than they have. They're going to be able to get Detman behind the Spencer defense. They're going to, I think, find ways to crack loose some of our fast guys on their defense that isn't as fast. But – Don't take chances that are dumb. You know, don't throw an interception on your own 10-yard line.
We'll appreciate it, Coach, with your insight, and we will step away for the final time. This has been the halftime show from Mason Mock Field. Second half action coming up next here on KHBT 97.7 The Bolt.
You've been listening to the Humboldt Wildcat Football Halftime Report. Stay tuned to KHBT 97.7 The Bolt. Second half Wildcat football is coming up next.
Your employee-owned Hy-Vee in Humboldt couldn't be more proud of our community and especially our students in the arts and athletics. This is store manager Tim Shapool. We would like to invite you to the store to shop and save on all of your grocery needs. You can save big on gas with our Fuel Saver card, and you can shop hundreds of our everyday low price items that meet or beat any retailer around. Thanks for shopping your local Hy-Vee, and best of luck to the Wildcats this season. Employee-owned and community-focused.
Flexibility, mobility, and recovery are what our therapy team at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital focuses on to help you get back to doing what you love the most. Our therapy team offers a wide array of physical and occupational therapy services for all ages right here in Humboldt. HGMH is proud to sponsor Wildcat Sports. Learn more about our therapy services at humboldthospital.org. Your care, our mission, right here in Humboldt.